If you fly into Seattle at night, you can look down and see areas of light and areas of dark. There are exceptions, but for the most part, there's a pretty clear separation between what's urban and what's rural.
That just doesn't happen. That involves governments making hard choices.
That's King County Councilmember Rod Dembowski. He shows me a map in the latest edition of the county's comprehensive plan. There's a red polygon on the map that marks the line between urban and rural. In the city of Snoqualmie, the city wanted to move the line a little to make space for hotels, shopping, and affordable housing right next to Interstate 90.
Let's see here. This is the urban growth line. This side is urban, and this is rural. And so the pressure was make this urban and make this urban.
Rod Dembowski says Snoqualmie residents make a good argument, but their request was rejected.
We held the line here that time, and it's been very controversial.
I wanted to see the line for myself, so I drove up to Snoqualmie.
My name's Matt Larson. I'm the mayor with the city of Snoqualmie.
We walked the urban growth boundary together. Fresh snow fell around us.
A lot of interest groups and others that would say, oh, don't develop something like this, haven't ever come out and actually looked at what the condition of the site is. I mean, standing here, if you stand still, it's pretty loud from the ambient noise of the freeway in the background. It's mostly blackberries and alders and scrappy. Most of the site's been logged. It was used as a RV park for years, and so it's not exactly pristine wilderness.
Larson is really frustrated with that urban growth boundary because he says there are little forest streams and really pretty areas that are worth protecting that are inside the growth boundary. He says, let's take those areas out of the urban growth area and protect them.
And say, hey, this area is not appropriate for urban growth. Let's take that out of the urban growth area. And here's another area that makes a lot more sense to put in the urban growth area. So you get a net zero. You've held the line, but you adjusted the line to achieve the same goal, but done it in a much smarter and effective way.
The mayor says some tasteful hotels on this parcel near Interstate 90 would help stimulate the tourist economy in Snoqualmie and bring in sales tax revenue. And if they could just build some affordable housing, maybe workers at the Salish Lodge wouldn't have to drive from places like South King County to get to work. The mayor says the urban growth boundary puts that dream out of reach.
It makes me feel like we're caught in kind of a situation where ideology is driving land use decisions and not good common sense. But I mean, this is stuff that was drawn on a napkin, you know, 20, 30 years ago. It just makes sense that we revisit some of it.
King County Councilmember Rod Dembowski acknowledges Mayor Larson's compelling argument. But he says if you let the growth boundary move in one place, it would start to fall apart everywhere.
You look at other counties. If you go, for example, to Snohomish County, I don't think they have the long history of being as rigid as we have been with our line. But I think this region as a whole appreciates what we've done.
That can lead to some hard feelings in places like Snoqualmie.
That's going to be a little bit of a festering sore.
And it's not just Snoqualmie. The urban growth boundary held in every place where it was challenged during this year's rewrite of the county comprehensive plan. The next chance to revisit the boundary will be in 2020. In Snoqualmie, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.